Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Have you heard the news? The best podcast for dinosaur fans is out and a roaring good time for all. What happens when a bolt of lightning hits a digger machine on top of a site that's full of dinosaur fossils? The digger turns into Digger Rex, of course. Join Digger Rex, the half dinosaur, half digger, on his adventures by searching for Digger Rex on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, pals and porpoises, to another thrilling episode of Tales with a Whale, the only show to be hosted by a massive marine mammal turned marine biologist turned marine podcaster, me, Betty the Blue Whale. If you couldn't tell by the title, I'm a blue whale, the biggest animal in the ocean and on the entire planet. So who better to bring you all of your information about the goings-on from sea to sea than a big blue whale, straight from our famous underwater studio at the bottom of the Pflugerville Ocean. If you happen to be a regular listener to all the great offerings from Go Kid Go, you might have heard of me, thanks to my appearances on Whale of a Tale, that amazing adventure series starring those terrific twins, Xavier and Atlas. Well, now I've got my own show, where we learn all about the incredible ocean and the marvelous creatures that live in it. As always, I'm coming at you from the famous underwater studio here at the bottom of the Pflugerville Ocean. And as per usual, I am backed by the famous All Clam Jam Band. Give them a round of applause for being the least shellfish band of shellfish in the ocean, folks. These guys are always going above and beyond, and we couldn't ask for a more musical meetup of mollusks. I'm also joined by the most sensational seahorse in the sea, Bubbles. She's out on location today, joining us via our two-way radio. How you doing out there, Bubbles?
Mighty fine, Betty. Looking forward to our show.
Me too, Bubbles. We'll check back in with you later. Well, listeners, we've been doing this little podcast for a while now, and that means we're starting to get sponsors. I can hardly believe it, but it's true. This episode is brought to you by our new sponsors, Starfish Bucks. Whenever you need a pick-me-up under the sea, head to your local Starfish Bucks for some coral reef coffee. Or you can do what I always do and get a double Glacier Chino with 3 pumps of plankton syrup. It's the Betty special, and it's briny and delicious. In fact, I'm drinking one right now. That's a good plankton Glacier Chino, a baleen whale's best friend. Starfish Bucks, making the best drinks in the big drink. Find one at your local coral reef today. And now it's time for our first segment of the show, Cetacean Sensation, where we talk about the brethren of the blowhole, cetaceans. Cetaceans are a group of mammals that include dolphins, porpoises, and whales just like me. Today's fact is all about speed. Did you know the fastest cetacean in the ocean is the Dall's porpoise? It's true. The Dall's porpoise can reach speeds of up to 35 miles per hour, about as fast as a horse can gallop on land. The Dall's porpoise is also the biggest porpoise on the planet. That's 2 records. Talk about your overachievers. Do you think they're doing it on porpoise? Oh, I thought that was a good one. Well, that music means it's time for our main segment of the show. And since it's Wednesday, that means it's time for another installment of, you guessed it, Underwater Mystery Theater. where we highlight a fantastically fascinating place in the ocean. Let's patch back in with Bubbles so she can introduce us to our seriously stunning topic of the day. Hey, Bubbles, can you tell the audience where you're at today?
I sure can, Betty. Today, I'm swimming around the sunny sands of the Great Mine Reef. It sure is a beaut.
You can say that again, Bubbles.
I can? Okay. It sure is a beaut.
Well, I didn't mean literally, but the Great Mayan Reef really is quite a beautiful place to visit. The Great Mayan Reef stretches 700 miles long, from Isla Contoy at the northern tip of the Yucatan to the Bay Islands in Honduras.
Ooh.
In fact, the reef extends through four different countries: Mexico, Belize, Guatemala, and Honduras. How many passports does this reef have? The Great Mayan Reef is home to 65 species of stony coral, 350 species of mollusks, and more than 500 species of fish, and is home to many endangered species in the ocean. Everyone from sea turtles to American crocodiles frequent the Great Mayan Reef, and is also home to one of the largest populations of manatee in the world, making it a truly special place. While the reef encompasses many protected parks and biosphere reserves, it still faces a threat from the red lionfish, which is an invasive species there. The red lionfish can eat up to 90% of reef-tending species, like cleaner shrimp, which eat the algae off the coral reef and keep it healthy. Once these reef-tending species disappear, the coral reef quickly dies. The invasion of the lionfish is just another example of how delicate the ecosystem of the ocean is, and especially on coral reefs. There have been efforts in recent years to encourage locals to fish for lionfish as food to try and rebalance the ecosystem in the Great Mayan Reef. And in areas where people have started hunting them, there has been good success in rebalancing those reefs. Let's keep it up, guys. Okay, folks. Well, that music means we've come to the end of another show. I'd like to thank Bubbles the Seahorse.
Back at you, Betty.
The All Clam Jam Band. And of course, all of my listeners out there. Thank you so much for tuning in. We couldn't do it without you. And don't forget that we've got a lot of amazing content from Go Kid Go to check out. There's always a new show or new adventure dropping, so don't miss out. Just check out all our offerings wherever you get your podcasts. This is Betty the Blue Whale saying, what do whales like to eat for dinner? Fish and ships. Hey, wait a second. Who wrote that joke? We don't eat ships. Oh, well. So long, folks, and happy swimming.
Woohoo! Go, kid, go.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.